Gemara daf lamed aleph lamed aleph quotes machlokas amoraim. Can someone be chozev b'toi? Right. Let's say a person originally says shalavosai that the karka belongs to my father's, but then there are agents that say that it belonged to someone else's father. So can a person be chozev b'toi? So the Gemara has three different possibilities, right? If initially he said shalavosai v'lo shalavosecha, let's say he said that it didn't belong to the fathers, and the Edom come and said it did belong to the fathers of the other individuals. So then we pass him that ain't a chozev b'toim. That's a hakash of gemura that he can't do. On the other side of the spectrum is if he says shalavosei shalakhua me'avosecha, he's just mefarish what he said before. It's not a contradiction at all. He's mesake, he's mefarish. So then everyone says that you can be chozev. Then we have the middle case where he says shalavosei. Shalavosai. He doesn't say that my father's bought it from your father's, but he says, it's not really shalavosai. We really bought it from you, I bought it from you, but it's samachli Allah kida avhasi, that it's like shalavosai. That's quite an interesting interpretation. It's not really a perish, but it's not a contradiction either. It's not like he says shalavosai v'lo shalavosecha, and now Adam come and say that it did belong to the fathers of the other individual. No. He admit, you know, even within his phrase, even within his statement, he's admitting that it belonged to the other guy, but he's saying, the samachli Allah kida avasi, we bought it from you, but it's samachli Allah, it's, I'm so secure in this property as if it belonged to my father. So it's like a hakosha b'miktas. It's like a ktas hakosha. So the question is, by ktas hakosha, is he nema to be chozeva? So Ula says that toin mechozeva toin, nahardai say eno toin mechozeva toin, mechogus amaron. What's the machlokas? So we discussed this at great length Thursday. So at first we wanted to say, l'fi the Rashbam, we wanted to say that the question is, what is this middle case? It's hakasha b'miktas, it's not hakasha b'mura, so what's the status of that hakasha? So maybe some would look at it, nahadoi look at it like it's a chazara, it's hakasha, it's only b'miktas, no, but it's still is a shem hakasha. If it has a shem hakasha, then he's chozer from his hodos b'alvin, and maybe he can't do that. Maybe that's why Nahardai say that Eino Chozev B'Toin, he's not going to be named. And what does Ula say? Why does he say that he can't be Chozev B'Toin? So he suggested, but for the Rashbam, the Pshat is Ula says, if it's only Akash of a Mikzah, it's like a parish. He said that if he's Mesakim Devarav, it's only a parish of Devarav Harishonim, so then that's okay. So Ula just expands and says, well, this middle case is really like the third case. This middle case of Akash of a Mikzah is not viewed as Akash of a Chalal, it's viewed like a parish. And therefore, he could be toin the chos of etoin. So we were just troubled that according to that approach, it comes out that the loshon toin the chos of etoin or toin ve'eno chos of etoin, it's lav dafka, because it's not really a machlokas whether you could be chos of etoin or not. The question is how to view this middle case. If it's a chazara, then everyone would say that you can't be chos of etoin. If it's not a chazara, everyone would say that you can be chos of etoin. The question is, what is this? So it's not really lichten them verte from the sugya. You know, it's not like really. The machlokas is whether you could be chos v'toin or not. So we had a more creative approach. So based on some of the Rishonim, maybe the machlokas is this. Maybe taka hakosha b'miktas is not viewed as a chazara, it's viewed as a parish. Everyone says that it's viewed as a parish. You mesak in dvarav, hakosha b'miktas is not called hakosha. It's really a tikkun. It's a tikkun of dvarav harishonim. So what's the machlokas? Why do some say ain't no chos v'toin, some say they can't be chos v'toin? So we suggested that the whole question is, do we say that near is Tanoso Kishaker? That in this situation where there is Epis, a little Hakosh of the Miktas, even though it is a perish of what he said before, but do we say that in such a case, it's near is Tanoso Kishaker? Ula says it's not near is Tanoso Kishaker. So if it doesn't look like a Tanoshaker, so then it's okay, it's only a perish, it's not a problem. Nahardai say that even if it's not a Chazara, even if you can't say that there's a problem of being chozebo from a hodas baldin, but it's still nearest tanasa gesheka. It's nearest tanasa gesheka, so then we can't believe it. We can't believe it because nearest tanasa gesheka. So according to this approach, really what they're arguing about is, should we say that there's this new svara of nearest tanasa gesheka over here? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, can he be chozev v'toin or not? So it's really, that's the machlokas, right? Ula says that he can be chozev v'toin. Why? Because it's not near his tanos or kesheker. So therefore, he can change a little bit. He's explaining, but he's changing. It is a little bit of our kosher mixture, so it's viewed as a chozev v'toin, but because it's not near his tanos or kesheker, it's okay. Nahardai said, no, since near his tanos or kesheker, therefore he can't be chozev v'toin. According to this, it comes out that the lashon of toin v'chozer toin or toin ve'ena chozer toin, it's more meduyik because the shaila really is: can he be chozer toin? In this case, do we say that it nears tanasuk hashekar and therefore he wouldn't be able to be chozer toin? So this idea flows very nicely from the hemshich of the sugya. You know, we mentioned that this is what the Rishonim say. This lashon is in the Rishonim. We saw that the Rimagash has such a lashon. The Rimagash that we're going to get to in greater detail. Ain toin v'chozer v'toin. Who does the Rimagash explain? Nahada, right? He's explaining the shita that ain toin v'chozer v'toin. And what does he say? Dafka hechad lohada mitanose kamaisa ela lebosa da osu sadi. The Rimagash says, what pshat in Nardoi? If he's chozer v'toin, after the Edom come, Zogin Nardoi, they say that ain't toin v'chozer v'toin. Why? Because if he's only chozer v'toin after the Edom come, it looks like he's chozer v'toin because machmas sadusa. Havadai machmas sadusa demisa de Yehuda kohoder tanosa. What's he saying? Nardoya hold that if he's only chozer v'toin after the Edom come, it's nearest tanasa k'sheker. It's mamish what he's saying. Pashup shah, and what the Rimagash is saying. So this idea can explain something else in the sugya too. You know, the Hemshech of the Gemara says that Ula admits in a certain case. When does Ula admit that ain't no chozer v'toin? If you left Bezdin. First the Gemara says, Ve'echad ishtoi mili avoy v'lotan v'aslu beidina v'tan, v'chozer v'tan. Everyone says that if you're talking, he's talking to the Baal Dover, the two Baal Dover are talking to each other and he doesn't say everything there. So then he can be chozer v'tan inside the Bezdin. Even if he admits that outside he said something else. Why? My timer, Ovid in ishtla magali tano say elo l'beidina. It's very normal that people don't want to say everything outside. They don't want to, you know, they want to put their cards close to their chest so no one really knows what they want to say. Right? What they want to say. Okay. That's a later caveat. But earlier in the Gemara says, V'hechad avakoy beidina v'lotan v'osa me'avroi v'tan, eno choz v'tan. Ula admits that if he's in the Bezdin, says whatever he says, he's not chozer v'toin over there, he just gives one taina. But also may avroi, then he goes out. And then he comes back to Bezdin and he's chozer v'toin. So there, Ula says he can't do it. Why? My taima tanose agmire. Tanose agmire, because then we assume that someone taught him the taina. He left the Bezdin, he said whatever taina he said. Then he left the Bezdin, and he comes back into the Bezdin. And he's chozer v'toin. So there, even Ula says that he can't. That he can't change because we assume tanase agmer. We assume that someone else on the outside taught him this taina. What's the pshat? What's he saying? Chora, what Ula is saying is that if he goes me'avroi, if he goes outside, so then when he comes back in and he's towing, so do we really think this taina is a taina zemes? What do we think? What's the problem over here? Tell me, what's the problem? It's near as kishaka. There's really no difference in terms of his taina between a case where he says everything in Bezdin, changes his mind, or changes the taina in Bezdin, and he's got any leave Bezdin. We're talking about the same kind of taina. Right? He comes back to Bezdin, and he says a taina that's hakosha b'miktsas. It's not hakosha gemara, hakosha b'miktsas. But nevertheless, because he walked outside of Bezdin, somehow that changed everything. What changed? Well, if we understand the hamachogas ula nahardai is what the nearest tanasa kesheka, so then this is mamish gebaldi. Ula normally says that if it's only hakosha b'miktsas, with Tikkun Devarav, so then we don't look at it as Nirs Tanasa Gesheker. But even Ula admits that if he leaves the Bezdin, so then Nirs Tanasa Gesheker. Beautiful. Nirs Tanasa Gesheker, because we assume that someone else taught him the Taina. It fits in beautifully. If there's some kind of a halacha that you can't be chosen from the Hodas Bazin, so what changed if he goes outside of Bezdin? If the whole problem is Nirs Tanasa Gesheker, so then it makes a lot of sense that Ula would say that if he made the change in Bezdin, it's not Nirs Tanasa Gesheker. It's not Akhosha Gemura, it's just Akhosha B'miktas. And he can be misaking his words. It's not Akhosha Gemura, so then it's not nearest Tanazaka Shaker. Ula says it's okay. But if there's a reason to believe it's nearest Tanazaka Shaker, right, there's a reason to believe there might be a Shaker over here, so then Ula would talk and admit that it's not going to work. So that's the case. So if he goes Me'avroi, then he comes back to Beis Din and is towing something else, so then we say that Eino Chozev towing, because then he's nearest Geshaka. So the Hemshech of the Gemara fits in very beautifully according to this approach. And that's really what the Meiri was saying. That we quoted the Meiri. You know, we mentioned this nearest Tanos Geshaka, but it's when it's within the Hardai. So like what the Rishonim are talking within Hardai. So the Rimagash is talking within Ardai, but the Meiri is not talking within Ardai, he's talking within Ula. So like, how can Neiris Kesheker be a Taina within Ula? But what's the Meiri saying? The Meiri quotes from Chula Sarif. Shekol she esidru bali din etanoseim v'yotzu lehem v'gamru b'fnei bezdin din v'gamru b'fnei bezdin din she'ein lehem od Taina. They said they declared in Bezdin they don't have any other Tainas. Din is galeis achakach Taina le'echa mehem. And somehow there was a Gilui afterwards. A Gilui what? A Gilui, what, Nevuah? A Gilui Eliyahu? What are they saying? In Beis Din, he started, Mistami, he left the Beis Din. But there's new information that he found there. It's not just that he left the Beis Din, he comes back and he's towing. Right? If he just comes back and he's towing, so then we think, oh, someone taught him the Taina. No, there's new information. If there's no information and he comes back to Beis Din, he gives a new Taina, Sakta Meiri, Ula would say that that's okay. Even though he already told Beis Din, I have nothing more to say, doesn't matter. The only time we'll say that Eino Tolim Echoz V'Toyin, Bein Lefi Nahardoi, Bein Lefi Ula, if he left the Beis Din and now he comes back, that's only if it's nearest Kesheker. It's up to Meiri, but if there's new information, so then it's not near his kesheker. There's no information, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to be chos of the time. Okay, so he also brings up this near his kesheker svara, and he plugs it into the machlokas ula nehada. Okay, questions. Okay. Okay. Let's go to the Rimagash now. And let's talk about the final element in the sukkah. Now, we talked a lot about towing the chos of the towing, when you can, when you can't, are there any exceptions? But all that is discussing a situation where the Baal Dover was towing something, then Adam came, and then he changes his mind. Changes in some way. Hakosha gemura, hakosha b'miktas, whatever it was. But it's where Adam came in the middle. What happens if Adam didn't come yet? Can he change? Can he be time because of the time in that case? Before the Edom come. That's not really in the sugya, right? The sugya is talking where Edom come and then he changes. And the question is, well, what kind of a change is it? Is it Akasha Gemur? Is it Akasha Mimitzas? Is it even less than that, just a tikkun or a perish? What happens if he changes? Let's say he makes Akasha Gemur. Right? He says, Shalavosa velo shalavosecha, and then he changes his mind. So we said that doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work because Adam come and contradict him. Adam come and say that it belonged to the other guys of us. But let's say the Adam didn't come. Is he now meant to change? Is he now meant to change? Or should we say that once he's starting to change what he said before, then he can't be chos of the Torah. And it looks bad, and we're not going to accept what he's saying. So the Rimagash is adamant that the idea of calling the chos of the Torah, the whole shayla with the time of chos of the Torah, and the time of chos of the Torah, that's only if he changed after the Edom came. If he changed his mind, changed his taina before the Edom come, then he is Nema to be Choza. And he's so Nema to be Choza that even if the Edom come later, we take his second taina. We don't take his second taina if he put forward that second taina after the Edom come. But if he put forward the second taina before the Edom come, he was Choza, as we call it, Choza mi p'tur le p'tur. He was Choza from one taina's p'tur to another taina's p'tur. He'd be part of the for each one of the times, but he changed. Before the Edom come, Zokhtari Magash, even if Edom come later, and based on what the Edom say, the first Tainas P'tur would not be a Tainas P'tur anymore, doesn't matter. He's set with his second Tainas P'tur, he had his Chazara, and he's set with the second Tainas P'tur, and then he's going to beat up the Edom too. The Edom are not going to be a problem. That's what the Rimagash wants to suggest. Okay? You know, it's based off the Rambam a little bit. Right, the Rambam that we saw, the Rambam of his toin benitan, perik zayin alocha ches. The Rambam says yesh la toin bebezdin lafsa velitan tain acheres, the hakchish hataina harishona v'somchen al tanaso ha'achrona. Davo mishlo nosan amasla l'taina harishona. The Rambam says that you can have a kosher gemara, can be toim chos v'toim, even if there's a kosher gemara and there's no amasla as to why you're changing. That's totally against our gemara. Comes around and says, "Avol me'achas shi'avo edim, avol b'shi'otz mi'bez de'mechaza yeshlaus ve'litom lahaper kol ha'tayna shi'yitza ad shi'avo edim." Three words: ad shi'avo edim. Till the edim come, Rambam says you can be toin v'chaz v'toin as much as you want. Miptur l'ptur. Avol me'achas shi'avo edim bi'akishut hanaso ha'achrona she'samach alea and a yochol lehasil l'tayna cheres elim kenosan amasla. Letaina shesamach aleha, v'yesh b'mashma'a kavo shayisi b'zos hataina ha'acheres. Dushlo yotza mi'betin. Zok the Rambam, once the Eidim come, so then you can't be chos of the toin, unless what? Unless you fulfill two conditions. First of all, you've given a masla, you've given an excuse as to why you want to change. And secondly, yesh b'mashma'a taina ashniya, like the taina rishona. Meaning, it can't be a hakchosha gemura. Once Edom come, the Rambam says the only time that you can be chos of the time is if there's no akasha gemurah, yesh b'mashmos tanasa achronah shesamach aleha, that you can be mesia to the other time. It's like the other time. It's only akasha b'mikza, so you can somehow connect it to the previous time. So it can't be a akasha gemurah, and you need an excuse as to why you're changing. That's all after the Edom come. But says the Rambam, before the Edom come, you can be makhish, sounds like you can be makhish tanasa rishona legami. And nevertheless, you're going to be Neman, you could be Chos of the Tony. That's what the Rimagash writes as well. Right? The Rimagash was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. Rambam has made a famous statement that whatever he accomplished in learning, he did so with the bracha of the Rimagash. Apparently, when the Rambam was young, so Rabbeinu Maimon took his son, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Moshe, he took him to the Rimagash, and the Rimagash somehow took the Rambam on his lap or something and gave him a bracha. The Rambam attributed whatever he accomplished in learning to that bracha. So the Rimagash, right over here, the Rimagash writes, Ein toin v'chos v'toin, Davka hechad lohoda mitanasi kamaisa elo lebosa da'osu sade v'akfishuve, etc., as we said before. Because it looks bad, it looks like you're only changing because of the Eidim, it's nearest Tanasa Gesheka. Avol, says the Rimagash, Hechad lo'osu Eidim b'entayim, Motzi la'afuke Tanase miptur leptur. Says the Rimagash, before the Eidim come, you can have a Chazara miptur leptur. Kegonzos. What's Kegonzos? Kegonzos is, let's say, he originally said, Shalavos Evelo Shalavosecha. And then he says, no, shalavosa kedesamachli Allah kedav hasi. Or shalavosa shalakhua meyavosecha. Said the Rimagash, even though there's a kosher gemura, right? Initially you said, velo shalavosecha, and then you're saying, no, it was shalavosa, but my father's bought it from him. So even if there's a kosher gemura, it could be chosen me p'tur l'p'tur before Edom come. And he gives another example. Lo lavisi, v'acharatoin lavisi uparati. Right? If he said the Gemara and Davov says kala omer lo lavisi ka omer lo parati dami. If someone says lo lavisi, someone who denies the hava, so lichten den verta, lying in that the assumption of those words is that he certainly wasn't horeya. But he says that I don't have to pay anyway because there was no hava. Oh, but if Edom come now and say that he was lover, so then he's chayav to be horeya because when he said that he wasn't lover, it's like he's admitting that he wasn't horeya. So if he changed his mind, he said lo lavisi initially, then he says, you know what, lavisi uparati neman, avu bishamakrish dvarav harishon, even if he's makrish. Vavagam de lo yoiv amasla letanase kamaisa. Even if he doesn't say, no, I was lo vaparati, but I said lo lavisi because it's like, no, he doesn't say anything, just says I'm changing my mind. He's chosen from one tanis to another tanis to another. Dr. Rimagash, as long as the Edom haven't come, it's fine. And it's clear from the Rimagash that even after Edom come, he's still going to be Neman. He's still going to be Neman. He's still going to be Neman. He he says, and there's a raya from our Gemara, it's Medirik and the Sugi, V'day Kanami, Daminan, Hodar, Omer, Lei, In Davasachi, Da Alma, Lebosa, Da Asusadim, Ve'asidu, Davasi, Da Haichu, Loka Hodar, Hai, Va'omer, In Davasachu. Shvamina. He says, that's what the Gemara says. The whole discussion is Hodar, Aisisadim, then the other person brought Edom, and now we have a discussion whether it can be Chosev Torah. But it sounds like before Hodar, Aisisadim, there's no discussion. But Chosev from one time is put to another time is put, Zakri Magash, of course you can. Even if you're Makhish Lagamri, as long as the Edom haven't come. As long as the Edom haven't come. Now, why does this work? How can you be Chosen, Leptur, Leptur, even if you're Sosa, you're Makhish Dvar Rishon? The Magash says, Ava Gablo Yoav Amasta Litanasa Kamaisa, the Kohoda Toyin Ay Taina Achriti. The Ava Gabda Nofak Meav Roy Veloka Toyin La. It still works. My Taima. Mishim Damina Migu Di Boy Koi Atanose Kamaisa. Rimagash says that Chazara Miptur Liptur works before the Edom come, even if you're Makhish Devar of Harishonim. Why?
One word.
Why? Why? One word. Migu. Exactly. He has a Migu. Migu di Bar Shasim. He could have stayed exactly the way he was. He doesn't have to change his mind. He doesn't have to change his words. So because he has a migu, the boy koi atanase kamaise, he could have just remained silent now. He said something already. Don't change. So we believe him in his change. We believe him in the second statement, according to the Rimagash, because he has a migu. Because he has a migu. This is the sheet of the Rimagash. Right? It's not the mainstream sugi here. The mainstream sugi is, can you be toin v'chose v'toin after the Edom come? Can you be toin v'chose v'toin in a way that you makrish dvar of ktsas? Hakosh of a miktsas after the Edom come. Comes during the Gash and says, look, but be medayik from the sugi or something. That before the Edom come, you could be chose b'olagami. Right? You should be able to be chose b'olagami, even with hakosh of gemura. Without any excuse, without a masl even. And why should you be able to do it? He says, the svar pshuta is that he has a migu. That he has a migu. Not everyone agrees with this, Rimagash. There are at least two other shitas in the Rishon. The Ritva in Shavuos argues fundamentally with the Rimagash. What does the Ritva say in Shavuos? The Ritva quotes the Ra'ah. It's not the Ritva himself, but he quotes his Rebbe the Ra'ah. In packet 20, it's on page 2. Avo mori hara'o zal haya omer, at the end of the bracket, haya omer she'eno toin v'chose v'toin. The case that he's talking about, okay, you know what, let's back up. V'lokach l'meidim ikan she'atoin bebezden lo lovisi v'chose v'toin parati, toin v'chose v'toin kol zman shlo hukhash be'edim min harishon. Do hameptur leptur chose v'toin. So the Ritva says that Neptur Leptur, you can't be Chosev Torah. So if initially you said Lo Lavisi, and now you say Lavisi Uparati, that's okay. Umuchs Lekafran Leka Al Piatzmo, he's not Huchs Lekafran, because there are no Eidim that say against what he said. So he's not established as a Kafran. That's okay. That's okay. V'chein Nira Das HaChosid B'Perek Cheskas. Das HaChosid B'Perek. Who's the Chosid? Who's the chassid? Sorry? Rabbeinu Yonah, right? He wrote the Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah is called the chassid. Right? So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes, apparently. It's not just the Rimagash. But Rabbeinu Yonah says that too. I think the Rimagash came before Rabbeinu Yonah. I think. He came before Rabbeinu Yonah. But okay. Yeah. V'chein shemati mipi mori harashba zal also came after the Rimagash. Avol mori hara o haya omer shein atoin v'chose v'toin. The Ra'ah disagrees. It says, no, leptur leptur, even leptur leptur, you can't be chose v'toin v'chose v'toin. The kevel kamla kareva u kareva ashish kol omer lo levisi ka omer lo parati dami. Havala kishachose v'toin parati kechose bo mechir v'leptur. Havala kishachose v'toin parati kechose bo mechir v'leptur. Shari b'chol tanas harishon yeh shelo par chaynir in hadvarim. Looks, sounds like the Ritva agrees with the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says that you can't be chose miptur liptur because it's really like a chazara mechiyuv liptur. What's he saying? But at this moment, it's a tiny stuart. What's he saying? Yeah, but he's potter, right? If he says I wasn't lover, right? If he says lo lovisi, so he's pottering himself. So what's the hodol
dalin? And then when he says I didn't. Then when he says, "Well, I actually borrowed," he's admitting he borrowed. So now he's admitting he borrowed and he's getting paid and he'll just bow
the so the statement Lola Visi, you're saying is a Tainas Chiyuv because it's Hodos Vadin that he hasn't paid. So now when he says Lovisi, Uparati is not Neman because now he's Moda that he was a lover and he already was Moda that he wasn't Poreh. There are others that want to explain simply that maybe it's viewed as a tainas chiyuv because once Edom come, it could turn into a tainas chiyuv. Meaning he's making a statement that he wasn't poreh. Once Edom come and say that there was a halva, so then the taina of lo lavisi itself becomes a tainas chiyuv. A tainas chiyuv that he wasn't poreh. So even though now that taina might be a tainas tour, okay, lichten dem taina might be a hodas, but then I hear you, Yaakov. But the reality is, he's pottering himself right now. But maybe we should view that as a taina schiyah, because lichashe yavo eden, it could turn into a taina schiyah. So maybe we don't view this as a chazara miptur liptur. Maybe this is a chazara michiyav liptur. So he shouldn't be nema? He shouldn't be nema? That's what the Ra'o wants to suggest. Yeah. So he argues with the Rimagash. The Ra'a says that no, Chazara Meptur Leptur, even before Edom comes, doesn't work. Why? Why? Because he says it's really not viewed as a Chazara Meptur Leptur, it's viewed as a Chazara Mechiyuv Leptur. Because we look at his statement, even though the way that he says the statement, it looks like a tainas tur, but there is a Hodas Baldin there for Chiyuv, as Yaakov is saying, or better. Right? It could turn into a tainas chiyuv when Edom comes, so we don't view that as a tainas p'tur. It really is a tainas chiyuv. Meaning, from the very beginning, it could be a tainas chiyuv. L'chashiyavo Edom. So we don't view that as only a tainas chiyuv. So he's really being chozer michiyuv l'p'tur. We don't allow him to do that. That's a real change. We don't allow him to do that even before the Edom come. Against the Rimagash. But the Rimagash says that he should be neman to be chozer from be chozer m'p'tur l'p'tur. Why? Why would the Rimagash argue with the Ra'a? So he says, right now it's a Tainas P'tur. Right now it's a Tainas P'tur. Right now it's a Tainas P'tur. And he has a Migu that he could stay with this Tainas P'tur. So he should be Neman. B'migu di Bai Shas. B'migu di Bai Shas. Right, he could have been quiet. So despite the fact that he's changing his mind, he should be Neman. He should be Neman Bemigo. Wait.
Like the last time we had Migo Makamadim, how Migo could work against Adam. So one of those answers could apply here. So he has a Migo versus Adam, they're coming. So if it's based on either the Ravan or the Patel, one of the answers you can say why it went out in the case.
You're saying why he should have a Migo or shouldn't have a Migo?
So actually, why the Migo would work even if they bring Adam after?
Why would the Migo work even if they bring Adam in? Right? Yeah, but we don't posture like that. We assume that we don't accept the Migo from Adam. So, I'm not sure that would help us over here. Yes?
It's so much simpler that Migo is just about Nemanus. He makes this second claim that there was no way of sending Nemanus.
Okay, we're going to get to your story in a little bit. Okay, let's take it slow. Right? So according to the Rimagash, he's neman to be chosen liptur liptur because he has a migo that he could have stayed quiet. He could have just stayed with the first time. But according to the Rimagash, it sounds like even if Edom come later, we still trust him with this migo. He had the migo at this point in time, right? He's neman with that taina. Right? So even if Edom come later, Edom come later, he's still going to be Neman with the Migo that he has right now. Because he could have been toying the second time. Before the Edom come, he could have been toying the second time. And once the Edom come, then he can't be toying the second time. Right? Unless he can explain why he's doing it. And certainly, HaKosha Gemuri won't be able to be toying. But since he could have been toying the second Taina right now, so he's Neman with the lesser Taina. He's Neman with the lesser Taina, because right now he has a Migul. That's what the Rimagash says. And since he's Neman with the Migul, Zok the Rimagash, even if the Edom come later, he's still Neman with that Migul. He's still Neman with the Migul. Because at that point in time, he still had a Migul.
I don't understand. The Ritz is saying he's Chayv now because he could become Chayv.
He's not Neman to be Chos of a Toin. Right. If there's a hodas but in lechiyuv, and then the person says a tainas p'tur, so we say sorry, Charlie. You, there was a hodas but in lechiyuv, and that's the end of it.
He wasn't chayv. He said he didn't.
No. So he's not neman. He's not neman to be chozer b'mitanos. So, right. So now that the edim come later, and they're against his tainas, so then he's going to lose. If we trusted him to be chozer b'mitanos, so now he has a second taina, which is not going to be against edim. Lumash. The Marshal. He says originally Shlavosa velo Shlavosecha. And he says, you know what? No. It's really Shalavosa, but my Avos bought it from, right? Shalavosa Shalakua me Avosecha, right? So that second Taina would be Neman, even if Edom come, because Edom are not contradicting that. Edom are just saying it belonged to the other guy. Right? But his first Taina, Shalavosa velo Shlavosecha, that's against Edom. So now, is he never to be toying because of the toying? Can he change the taina? Can he change the taina before the Edom come? So come through Magash and says, yes, he has a migu. He could have stayed with the first taina. The Edom are not here yet. So he could have stayed with the first taina. So because he could have stayed with the first taina, he's Neman in that first taina, the migu that he's Neman, again, he's Neman in the second taina, the migu that he could have stayed with the first taina. That's how he's Neman.
But the Ritz is saying that he goes back to become a Chayv if the Edom come afterwards?
Correct. Okay. No, the Ritva would say he's not Neman to change the Taina.
Even before Edom come?
Yeah, so, but right now the Taina is a Taina's Ptur, but it will turn into a Taina's Chayv when the Edom come. So when the Edom come, it turns into a Taina's Chayv, and that's the end of it. So the Shaila is, can he be close to the Taina? Do we trust him with the second Taina, which is not going to contradict Edom later, even though it does contradict what he first said? Let's get this on the board, right? He says initially, Shalavosai. It's like a backwards migu, right? Shalavosai below Shalavosecha. And then he says, I didn't mean that. You know? It's Shalavosai Shalakua Meavosecha. Now that's a contradiction. Before he said it didn't belong to his father. Now he says it does belong to the father. So Zok the Rimagash, he's Neman with this Taina. B'migu di Bay Shasik. Ula Hashiro B'Taina Ha'alef. Right? He had the first Taina. There are no Edom against him. Right? There are no Edom against him. So he's Neman with the second Taina, B'migu that he could have kept to the first Taina. He's then with the second taina, the migu that he could have kept to the first taina. And he has shnei chazaka. Right? He has shnei chazaka. That's the migu. Okay? That's the migu. Shlomo.
So I thought we were dealing with the keys where there's no Edom. So are we saying like it's vada that Edom's going to come and
not vada.
Contradict his first.
It's not vada. When they come, so then his first thing is contradicted by Edom. Right? When they come, it'll be contradicted. So according to the Ritva and Shavuos, when the Edom come, it'll turn into a Tainas Chiyuv. So he's not Neman even now to be Chos of a Toing a Tainas Ptur, because we say it's like you gave a Tainas Chiyuv. We're not going to listen to your Tainas Ptur. We don't, but he can't change because this Taina, this first Taina he gave, is viewed halachically as a Tainas Chiyuv because it can become a Tainas Chiyuv when the Edom come. It can become a Tainas Chiyuv when the Edom come. Woody.
You're always talking in the context of the based on the principle of Kolom Rebo Vahisi, Kolom Rebo Parasiyam. Based on that principle, that's why he's saying his first Taina is like a chiyuv. But can we relate that to our Gemara? You don't know, there's a Kolom Rebo Shal Bosi,
right.
Kolom Rebo Shal Vesecha.
So that's why I think it's better to hear the second shot. Right? I think the second shot can cover our case too, that this might be viewed as a tainas chiyuv, because when Adam come, it'll turn into a tainas chiyuv. Okay? Yes, Ari.
Your answer to the thought, like, a little bit simply, by saying that the nidu that you're getting to say the second claim is that because I have a tour originally, leading me to then go and change my tour now, then couldn't you just do it all as one hosafa, and therefore it's like one big tainas?
This is not a hosafa, this is a hakasha.
Right, but because you're saying, doctor, because the original tainas was a tainas on the tour, that's why it's the second time tour. Now, when Adam come later, they can't go and say, oh, your first tainas was actually a ho, because before they even came, you already changed that taina to the actual taina, the second taina.
Okay, but I'm believing the second taina based on a migu. I'm believing the second taina because migu the ibai shasak. He could have kept quiet, right? Right? That's the imigashi's svar. Is that really such a good svar? Is that such a good svar? Migu the ibai shasak? And that svar is going to hold even after Adam come? Choritz, the chapela. The ktsos is a kasha. So says, how can you be named b'migul d'ibay shasik? We have a klal that whenever we use the principle of migul d'ibay shasik, you're only named until Adam come. Because once Adam come, you can't be shasik. He couldn't be shasik. His first time is against Adam. L'mashal. Let's say an isha comes and says, Eishas isha yisi ugrushani. Right, this is our favorite case. We keep on the pesha asa case, right? She says, Eishes isha yisi. Yeah, my husband and I, we were eating out and such a time and whatever. So she's obviously implying that she was an Eishes ish. And then she says, Grushani, I want to marry someone else. Grushani. So she nemenes. So the Mishnah and Ksubas and Achabe says, yes, Pesha Asa, Pesha Yitir. She's the Pesha Asa. She says, Eishes isha yisi. We have no independent confirmation that she was an Eishes ish. So therefore, she's nemenes to say Grushani. Says the Mishnah, but if Yesh Eidim, Shai Say Shes Ish. Right, the Mishnah that Chavez, if Yesh Eidim, Shai Say Shes Ish, the Hiomer is Gushani, Eina Nemenes. If we have an independent verification that she was an Shes Ish, then she's not Nemenes to say Gushani. Why? The answer is there is no Pesha Asa. Pesha Asa is based on a Migu di Ibai Shasik. Right? She has a Migu, she doesn't have to say anything. We thought she was a Pnuya, we thought she was Mutaris Lashuk, she could marry anyone. Now she says Eishes Isha Yisi, so she puts herself in a bind. Right, so she's the one who put herself in the bind, but the reality is, Bemigu, that she could have been quiet and didn't have to say Eishes Isha Yisi, now that she says Gushani, we believe her, because she has a Migu D'Ibai Shasi. But says the Ktos, don't you see from the Mishnah that once Adam come, and we're not relying on her for Eishes Isha Yisi, right? If Adam come and say she wasn't Eishes Ish, so now she's up a creek without a paddle. Now she can't say Grushani to the matter her lashut, to matter herself lashut, because there is no migu di b'ishasik anymore. So frak tetzos, what's the rimagash talking about? How can you be chozem miptur leptur before Adam come? He says it's based on a migu. If it's based on a migu, so then that should fall away. That migu di b'ishasik falls away once Adam come. Like, you get the impression from the rimagash that once you're chozem miptur leptur, then it's locked in, even if it's Akasha Gemura, you don't need a Masta, and it's locked in, even if Adam come later, it doesn't matter. Since you were Neman B'migu, so you're going to be Neman B'migu even after Adam come. How can that be? Every other case of Migu Dibar Shasak that we have, it only lasts until Adam come, but once Adam come, then it no longer applies. No longer applies. And Taka, that's what the Yad Ramah writes. The third sheet is the Yad Ramah. He says that you could be chozer miptur leptur against the ra'ah. A chazar miptur leptur works, he says. But it only works until Eidim come. Right? You chozer miptur leptur, that's okay, says the Ramah. But only until Eidim come. Because after Eidim come, you lost the Lachar, the Parshat Shavuot, you lost the Migu. That's what the Yad Ramah writes. So the Pella, Fractic Thos, the Pella is, how can the Rimagash say that you still have a Migu D'Ibai Shasik? If the Adam come, Lachoy, you should lose the Migu, just like the case of Pesha Aser and Ksubas and Afar Beis. So take a look at the Ktos. I'm not sure how many Tamidim got a chance to look at the Ktos? Not too many. Okay, a number is it. Take a look at the Ktos. The Ktos wants to say maybe it's not based on Migu. That's the Lashon of the Rimagash, but he doesn't really mean it. Not based on Migu. We're going to try to answer. Maybe you should look at the Rimagash Kipshuta. He says Migu. It's, to relearn the Rimagash and say, no, it's Latavki, the meaning is. Okay? The ktos has the plates, the ktos has the shoulders to do that. But maybe if we look at the two cases, case of the Isha and our case, we'll see that it's not really quite the same. Maybe there is a room for distinction. And maybe what the Rimagash said was really bedafka, that you neman based on a nigul. Maybe that nigul actually still remains even after the Eidim come. Okay, so we'll take a look at the ktos. The Bukhanan has some as a piece in Kovet Shir, if you have time for that, then we'll try to finish the sugi tomorrow. And then Amitz Hashem, we're going to move, hopefully Amitz Hashem tomorrow, we're going to move on to the next sugi as well. We're starting a major sugi. This is a Hazal Lomdish sugi. Every sugi is Lomdish over here, but this is wow. Now, Eidus Mukheshes. Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, going on to Lamed Aleph on the base. A big sugya, three parts of this sugya, and then there's another sugya related to it, Trey. This is all about Trey, Eidus Mekheshes, Eidim Zolomon. There's just so much here, so much Levi the Gatara. So we'll try to streamline, Mitzvah Hashem will streamline to get fundamental yesodos out of the sugyas. But first we have to finish telling the close of the time. So first we'll look at the Ktos, we'll try to explain what the Rimagash is saying, and Mitzvah Hashem will move on to the next sugya.